Botox Cosmetic, onabotulinum botulinum toxin A, FDA approved for over 20 years. So, talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you.
For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, visit BotoxCosmetic.com or call 877-351-0300.
Remember to ask for Botox Cosmetic by name. To see for yourself and learn more, visit BotoxCosmetic.com. That's BotoxCosmetic.com.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. We're coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to people tuned in all over North America. We appreciate you because if you're not here, there is no show. This show gets started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta. Our producer in New York City, Ryan Botcher. We appreciate him too. Man, we've discussed a lot today. Thank you so much to our guests who came on by to talk some football. Greg Beecham covers the Los Angeles Rams, giving us a preview for the Rams and the 49ers game tomorrow. There will be no Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy still dealing with that toe issue. He came back for one game. His foot still hurts. Lamar Jackson, he did not practice today with that hamstring issue. His status for Sunday's game against the Texans, it remains open. Jaden Daniels, he's been cleared to play, but is Jaden Daniels going to return to play this upcoming weekend? Talked about some Major League Baseball. Cubs, they lose to the Padres. Padres win. Thank you so much to Manny Machado hitting home runs. Padres live to see another day. The Guardians, they beat Detroit. That's what happens when there's no Scooble on the mound. They live to see another day. Meanwhile, right now, the Yankees in Boston, they are tied at 3 runs apiece in the top of the 7th. Yankee fans are kind of scared about this one. If the Yankees lose tonight, they're eliminated from the postseason. And then later this evening as well, we have the Dodgers trying to eliminate the Reds. We'll keep you up to date on all of that as we continue on. There's so much more to get into. We're going to talk about the WNBA. Nafisa Collier, one of the best players in the WNBA, just super trashing the commissioner, Kathy Engelbert. Well, she tore her to shreds and a lot of players agreed. Of course, at the end of the show, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. Thank you so much. We appreciate you, Andy Baskin, for joining us from 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland to talk about the benching of Joe Flacco and the elevation of Dylan Gabriel and the fact that Shedeur Sanders is still, well, he's quarterback number 3. He might be quarterback number 3. You're number 1 to us. Okay, you can always listen to the show on the free Odyssey app. You can tune in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. You got SiriusXM, it's channel 375. And if you have a smart speaker, be smart, use your brain, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. So much to do, so much to get into. And guess what? It's Wednesday. Every single Wednesday, we bring you a new top 6 list every single Wednesday. And today has been an interesting day because we've talked about some interesting teams. Teams that have fired their managers and teams that are figuring out their quarterback situation. And I just had to go through my brain. It's just, there's always dysfunction. That's cool. Like any organization, like any team, you put a bunch of people together, you give them poor leadership, and things just trickle down from the top all the way down to the bottom. Okay, and so today, it's going to be time for a new top 6 list, and here it is. It's time for a list of the worst organizations in sports today.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to get JR's latest top 6 list. Only on the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Man, when I say worst organizations in sports today, I really mean the organization. Like, we got a bunch of bad teams. We got a bunch of teams that are young, that are inexperienced, that are hurt, that are comical, that are just horrific. We got a lot of bad teams in pro sports. But there's some organizations that just can't get out of their way. It doesn't matter who they draft or who they bring in. It's because the owner is maybe a little nutty. Maybe it's because they can't hire a GM. Maybe because they can't draft. It's just the entire organization is screwy and is a history of being nutty. And so today, I want to talk about some of these organizations. I'm going to give you a top six list of the worst organizations in sports today. We're not wasting any more time. It's a top six list. And so we are starting here with
number six.
At number six, we got to go to New York City. At number six, well, technically they play in New Jersey. At number six, I got to give you the New York Jets. Okay, this is a team. They haven't won a championship, sorry. Since 1968-69, I get it, I know. Here's the other element of it. When they were actually sold, and a guy named Woody Johnson, a Band-Aid heir from Johnson & Johnson, must be nice to have your family sell Band-Aids, good life. Even when he sold the team, Bill Belichick said, I don't know if I want to work for this guy. And I think Bill Belichick made a damn good decision because nobody would have the history that they have. But the New York Jets have been bad. Okay, now if we fast forward, they're currently 0-4. And I get it. They got a brand new coach and Moogie. They got a brand new GM. They got a brand new coach and Aaron Glenn. They're 0-4. They're testing out Justin Fields. I don't think anybody believes in that long term. And they just had to restart after that whole Aaron Rodgers debacle that got everybody fired. The New York Jets last went to the postseason in 2010. Okay, out of all four major professional leagues in the United States of America and Canada, the Jets have the longest streak of not seeing the postseason. The New York Jets have been dysfunctional. They've been a terrible organization all the way through. And just last year, they were all side of articles and notes about how Woody Johnson meddles. There was even a rumor that they were evaluating players utilizing his teenage kids, that they were utilizing video games to try to rate players and decide who they need to bring to the team. Of course, Woody Johnson said that's not true. But then he went and said, especially when it comes down to the facilities and maybe being too hands-on, he was asked whether or not he's taken a look in the mirror and realized that maybe he's the problem.
Absolutely. I have to look in the mirror and I have to be a better owner. And I'm trying to be better. And I do self-scout. And a lot of people scout for me, you know.
How can you be a better owner, in your view?
I think I did it today by introducing you to the two leaders of this team. The second is I've got to have patience.
I've got to have patience. Don't fire anybody. I don't know. He was the ambassador to the United Kingdom. Maybe he needs to go back in order for the New York Jets to have some success. It's quite possible. Maybe it's possible. New York Jets, I got them number six on my list. Worst organizations in sports today. If the Jets at six, who's worse than them?
Number five.
We got to go west. Not too far west, but to the Midwest. One of my favorite cities on earth. We got to go to Chicago. And number five, top six worst organizations in sports today, I give you the White Sox. Congratulations. They won 60 games this year. For most people, that's nothing to celebrate when you lose 102 games. That's deplorable. But it's a step in a positive direction because last year, they were horrific. 41 wins, 121 losses, the worst record in modern baseball history. Congratulations to the White Sox. Not really. I mean, this is a team that hired old Tony La Russa to come and manage the team. Tony La Russa, not last year, but he was out there falling asleep in a damn dugout because Jerry Reinsdorf, who's 89 years old, wanted to bring him in. I guess Jerry said, I had all my success with the Bulls, White Sox 1-05. What the hell do I need to do? Leave me alone. Maybe things change. Reinsdorf apparently is selling stakes in the team. Maybe he'll sell another majority stake in 2029. It is his option. Is he going to be around in 2029? I don't know. Either way, a guy who did have success with this team, Ozzie Guillen, he says, man, when I interviewed with the White Sox, it was just nothing but comedy.
my interview as a manager was, to me personally, was a joke. A totally joke. What they asking the people was in the room with me. I walked to the room and it was Rick, Daniel Sain, Chris Getz, and somebody else, assistant GM, I don't even care about his name. Okay, I walk in, I go, hey, that's it? Let me tell you that. Daniel, you was my drinking partner, my guy I talk to about the game every day. I guess you know who I am, what I can bring to the table. Chris Getz, I'm the guy who bring you to the big league, personal. Rick, what the hell, Rick, you could ask me about baseball? Not because I don't know anything about baseball more than me. It's just because we worked together for 10 years. Then another guy is his assistant, general manager. I don't even know who he is. I said, this is a joke. I grew up with you guys when I was managing. Then what's the question you could ask me? You older? You still crazy? You still talk what you think? They know that. I would be myself. And that's why I think it was a little bit of a joke. That not because they interviewed me, just also a day later, they named Pedro as a manager.
Yeah. What are you going to do? They're not going to change. I hate to say it. Jerry Reinsdorf is 89 years old. The White Sox are going to be in flux for a while, because there ain't nothing changing, especially as this ownership will change whenever he passes. I'm not trying to be morbid or anything. He ain't going to be around here forever, unless he got some magic potion, but I doubt it. Top six worst organizations in sports today. The Jets at six, the White Sox at five. Who's worse?
Number four.
Sometimes I forget this city has a basketball team. Sometimes I walk through the city and I go, oh, yeah, there's the basketball arena. And sometimes I go, does their star, does he play basketball? And number four, worst organizations in sports today, I'm giving you the Charlotte Hornets. I mean, when is the last time the Hornets have really been good? Like, dude, I'm thinking about Alonzo Mourning. I know they've been better since then. I'm thinking about Alonzo Mourning. I'm thinking about Grandma Ma. They have been bad for a long time. Glenn Rice? How far back do I have to go? Why do the fans in Charlotte care about this team? And now you got LaMelo Ball. They've given him all this money. Five-year contract, $260 million. And he is a Chuck artist. I know people online like him. I know he's a fame for everything he does on social media. Does he win? Can he stay healthy? Can he play the past couple of seasons? 47 games last year, 22 games the year before, 36 the year before that. He is built like a stick in a twig. 6'7", 6'8", doesn't even weigh 200 pounds. We think he's going to be healthy? Do we think he's going to change how he plays? You got Miles Bridges running around who was out there and he had to take time off for putting his hands on a woman and then he's hurt. It is just bad. And then Michael Jordan says, all right, I'm out. Michael Jordan sells this team two seasons ago to Gabe Plotkin and Rick Schnall. What's going to change? You're saddled and you're stuck with LaMelo Ball. Whether he's hurt, healthy, he's going to be out there jacking up shots, crossing people over, holding on to the ball. In losing the Hornets owner, Rick Schnall, he says, guys, give me a break. It's going to take time for us Hornets to win. Sure, yeah, fine.
You know, for us, winning takes a lot of parts. You know, it takes a lot of structure. It takes a lot of process. It doesn't happen overnight. You have to build the right foundation for success. And, you know, we'll be really patient owners. We'll try to position the business for success over the long term, try to make smart decisions. But I think, we want to be great in the different components of building a good basketball team, whether that's analytics or player development or strategy or sports and performance. And I think, ultimately, if we become great in all those areas, it will manifest itself on the basketball court.
Ooh, he's been around for 2 years now. Have you seen a Hornets game recently? Do you remember watching one? Yeah, probably not. They won 19 games last year. The year before that, they won 21 games. The year before that, 27. Ooh, come on. I can go on. 43. Ooh, how fancy. 33, 23. It's been bad in Charlotte. Michael Jordan said, all right, I'm out. I'm not doing this crap anymore. Sick of these young guys. Top six worst organizations in sports today. The Hornets are at number four. Who's next?
Number three.
Oh, this one is easy. We got to go to Los Angeles. Well, they're not. They're in Anaheim. At number three on my list, worst organizations in sports today, I'm giving you the Angels. Yeah, they're not in the postseason. Well, they're still not here. Yeah. Oh, that's right. Wait a minute. Are you serious? Are you really serious? They have not been to the postseason since, oh my goodness, is this true? Well, they're almost bad as the Jets. 2014. This is the longest postseason drought actively in Major League Baseball. They have not been to the postseason since 2014 when they went out and they were swept against the Kansas City Royals. This is bad. The Angels are the same organization that gave Anthony Rendon a $245 million deal. Does he want to be there? Does he want to play? Does he like baseball? Well, I think he kind of told us that last year. Listen to this, Rent. You like baseball, Anthony? Do you care?
Is it still a top priority for you?
That's never been a top priority for me. This is a job. So I do this to make a living. My faith, my family come first before this job. So if those things come before it, I'm leaving.
Is it a priority?
Oh, it's a priority for sure. This is my job. I'm here, aren't I?
Do you want to be here?
I don't want to talk to you guys at 7 in the morning or whatever time it is. So,
do you want to like be here playing baseball?
I have answered your question. So why do you keep picking at it?
Oh, yeah, you technically answered it.
Thank you.
Yeah, technically, I don't want to be here. Da-da-da-da-da. I don't want to be here. Okay. And now he's hurt. He's been hurt all year. You got Mike Trout. He's aging in the wrong direction, which means he's like the rest of us. Mike Trout sitting here with a 12-year, $426 million contract. You got Shohei Ohtani, who said, wait a minute, I can go to the Angels and then leave for the Dodgers. He up and left. And then you got Artie Moreno, who's been giving away all this money to all these bad players. They had the issue where one of the players died with the whole drug issue, which is just horrific. And then Artie Moreno, a couple seasons ago, was like, you know what? I'm going to sell the team. I'm done with this. I'm not doing this anymore. I think the fans with the Angels were actually happy. And then Artie Moreno changed his mind. He said, never mind. I'll still own the team. The Angels are bad. It's like, hey, we got the Dodgers, and then whatever the hell that is south of us. Okay? Somebody else who thinks they're pretty bad. Shout outs to David Sampson. Joins us here from Nothing Personal. All the best to him, his family. Glad he's, doing better here. David Sampson. This is what he had to say about Artie Moreno.
The fact is that there is something going on in Anaheim, and I know what it is. Because I know people who have interviewed, not just to be the manager, but to be the general manager. I've known people who said, oh, what's it like to be the president? When you work for someone in leadership who does not care what anyone thinks, but is unwilling to name himself the GM, it's the anti-Cowboys. Artie Moreno controls the entire organization. Every decision made by Artie Moreno. You cannot go to the bathroom without dialing 1-800-ARTIE-MORENO. What does it mean? It means that that's his decision. It's his team.
Well, damn it. I know there are a lot of people that wish he would sell the team. It doesn't look like it's coming anytime soon. Man, they used to be a family-friendly team. You'd be like Disney World, and now they just suck. Angels are going to suck for a long time. Artie Moreno is the reason why. That's why they're one of the worst organizations in sports today. Who's worse than the Angels? Tell me.
Number two.
Oh, this is not going to take long. It's the Dallas Cowboys. Okay, you talk about owners. The Jerry Jones of the NFL. Or baseball. Jerry Jones of the NFL is him with the Cowboys. Do I really need to read off the resume of the Cowboys? What makes them one of the worst organizations? Jerry Jones is the same like Artie Moreno. He doesn't move out of the way. He's a know-it-all. He might run the best and most valued organization in sports on planet Earth, valued at more than $15 billion. This man doesn't know how to get out the way on the football side of things. And maybe with all the resources, they'll get it right one day. They haven't won since 1996. They haven't won since his buddy, old buddy Jimmy Johnson's fingerprints kind of wiped and washed away from the team. This is Jerry Jones, just botched Michael Parsons' contract negotiations, makes everybody wait. This is the same Jerry Jones who finally said it out of his own mouth. You know what? I try to ratchet up press and attention to boost the valuation of the team. Bruh, it's more important to win in the locker room and on the field. Listen to this old man say an old man stupid ass thing.
If we're not being looked at, then I'll do my part to get us looked at. The Cowboys are a soap opera 365 days.
The screening will begin
when it gets slow. I'll start.
Please take your seats.
And so it is, it's wonderful to have the great athletes, have the great players. But there's something more there. There's sizzle, there's emotion. And if you will, there's controversy. That controversy is good stuff.
Where's the winning? We get it, you rich, bruh. You but what you doing with that money? You ain't selling the team. You rich. Family gonna be rich. Where's the winning? Are you gonna be alive to see it? You wanna talk about one of the worst organizations in sports today? The Cowboys might have a very, very high valuation, but they are a bunch of losers when it comes to being organized. I got the Cowboys number 2 on my list. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about the worst organization in sports today. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. It's a new top 6 list, number 1 on the other side of the break on the Infinity Sports Network.
Botox Cosmetic, onabotulinum botulinum toxin A, FDA approved for over 20 years. So, talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you.
For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, visit BotoxCosmetic.com or call 877-351-0300.
Remember to ask for Botox Cosmetic by name. To see for yourself and learn more, visit BotoxCosmetic.com. That's BotoxCosmetic.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm giving you a new top 6 list. It's what I do every single Wednesday. And today, the top 6 list, taking a look at some of the worst organizations in sports today. Got a lot of teams out here doing some funny things. They've been doing funny things for a very long time. And I'm just here pointing them out to you all across sports. At number 6, and I'm getting ready to give you number 1. Let's give you a recap. At number 6, I gave you the New York Jets. They haven't been to the postseason since 2010. I can't believe it. I can, but I can't. Their owner, Woody Johnson, is crazy. We've had people from the NFLPA and the Players Association have said how bad the Jets are. There's rumors about how the Jets out here just evaluating players using video games, getting the advice of the owner's son. That's just the baseline for the Jets. I'm sure you can think about some of their terrible investments over the years, like Zach Wilson, but I digress. And number 5, I give you the Chicago White Sox. This season, they won a whopping 60 games. Last year, they won a baseball record worst 41 games. Jerry Reinsdorf wants to sell the team. He's not sure. He's 89 years old. If he sells the team in whole, he wants to wait until 2029. Do you really want to think that far ahead? The White Sox have just been deplorable. They also have a terrible owner. Thank you, Jerry Reinsdorf. And number 4, I gave you the Hornets. Yeah, the Charlotte Hornets. When's the last time you've seen the Hornets play? What has it been? 25 years? Oh, when they first popped into the league? I mean, the Hornets are bad. They're so bad, Michael Jordan said, I quit. Michael Jordan said, I'm selling this crap. And number 3, I gave you the Angels. They have a terrible owner in Artie Moreno. Artie Moreno says, let's give Pujols a big deal and suck. Let's give Mike Trout a 12-year contract and suck. Let's give Anthony Rendon a deal and stink. And then Shohei Ohtani showed up and said, I'm going to use them and just wait until I can go to the Dodgers. Artie Moreno said, I'm going to sell the team. And then he found himself to be too egotistical. And number 2, speaking of egos, I gave you the Cowboys. We know Jerry Jones, he runs everything, including the football operations and the contract negotiations into the ground. Dallas Cowboys, number 2 on my list, worst organizations in sports today. And then at number 1. There we go. I like number 1. They are the worst. They just screw things up. I mean, they were bad from when they came back. It's the Browns, okay? Do I got to explain? My apologies to all my friends and all my listeners in Cleveland. The Haslam family. that bought this squad in 2012 for $1 billion. They've been bad up and down. I'm not going to say anything bad about Deshaun Watson. We know about Deshaun. They gave him $230 million guaranteed. Now they're dealing with a new quarterback issue as a result of their issues with Deshaun Watson, not the ones in the massage room, but the issues due to his injuries. Now they're trying to figure it out. They just benched Joe Flacco. They drafted Dylan Gabriel. For some reason, they said, let's bring in Shedeur Sanders just in case. And now they got to deal with all of this. They're just nutty all over the place, man. And you know what? Before they even got into this quarterback controversy, they had Bob Garrett who said, man, I don't want to be here. The general manager, Andrew Berry, was like, nah, we want to keep Miles Garrett. We want him to go from Cleveland to Canton. We want him to go into the Hall of Fame. Miles Garrett said, no thanks. As a matter of fact, he sat down with Zach Gelb, who you can hear precedes me right here on the Infinity Sports Network. Miles Garrett said, no, I won't be here.
Trying to, you know, look out for my best interests and, you know, the future of my career. I think that's been, you know, what it's always been the main purpose, the main goal. I know there's some people in the Northeast Ohio that I'm disappointing. Just know that I, you know, will always have love for that community. But, you know, just want to, you know, continue to press forward my career and achieve higher heights.
I get it. It makes sense to me.
Yeah. I mean, just want to make sure that, you know, people understand that this is all about football. It's not about money or, you know, attaining another contract. You know, just want to play meaningful football at the end of the year, be playing it late into January and into February.
Listen, they gave him $40 million and it became about money. And then all of a sudden everything changed. Well, money will change things. That's not it. Then we get into the draft. Shedeur Sanders falls. They decide to take Shedeur Sanders after they draft Dylan Gabriel. And it's like, why do you need both of them? And then when it came to brass tacks, the owner, Jimmy Haslam, who went balls to the wall to say tell everybody, we have vetted Deshaun Watson. We believe in Deshaun Watson. When it came to Shedeur Sanders, he didn't believe in him. Matter of fact, he said, I ain't drafting him. Andrew Berry, the GM, did. I had nothing to do with it.
If you'd have told me, let's see, we picked him on Saturday, right? Friday night driving home, y'all are going to pick Shedeur, I would say that's not happening. But we had a conversation early that morning, and then we had a conversation later that day. I think we had the right people involved in the conversation. At the end of the day, that's Andrew Berry's call. Andrew made the call to pick Shedeur, just like who's going to start or what play we're going to call is Kevin's call. But that's Andrew's call. He made the call.
He's like, I ain't got to do with that. He's like, if I need to hang this guy out to dry at some point in time, I can just blame him. Oh, it's bad in Cleveland. It is. You know what? Deion Sanders. Let's listen to Deion. Is he positive? He was recently on the New Heights podcast with the Kelseys. And Deion Sanders, let's listen to the advice he gave his son, Shedeur, heading into this this toilet bowl.
Have you been keeping up with Shedeur in Cleveland? What's the best piece of advice you've given him as a dad and as a coach?
Be patient and be ready. You got to be ready when it's time. But when it's time, you're going to know. And it's coming up.
There we go.
You know, I got a prediction. I ain't telling nobody. I got a feeling when it's going to go down. But it's going to go down this year.
It's going to happen. All right.
Yeah, he's going to get a shot.
And that's all you can ask for as a player. All you can ask for is the opportunity, right?
Tell me this, because this was all over the media, because I know y'all keep it a buck. That's why I love y'all to life.
Yes.
They made a big deal out of Philly called us on draft day.
Okay.
They didn't mention that. I just let a cat out of the bag.
I didn't know that. Yeah, okay.
Who was it? Baltimore. And I the heard Browns. And the Browns. They forget. Sir. I know. I played for Baltimore, so me and Ozzy are cool. So we understood that whole conversation, and he wanted to talk to Shedeur as well as he wanted to talk to me. And I put Shedeur on the phone, and Shedeur, I don't want to say how it went, but how in the world can somebody fault him for saying or thinking, why in the world would I go back up Lamar for 10 more years?
For sure.
I've never sat on the bench and said, well, I learned a lot today.
Look, the Browns are so bad. Shedeur was just like, oh, yeah, I'll go there because I know I'll get a chance to play. I mean, fans have been wearing brown paper bags to the games for years, coming back to Baltimore after that old Ravens debacle. It's been bad. It's been bad, bad, bad. Since 1999, it's been bad for the Browns. I got them number one on the list. top six worst organizations in sports today. Phone lines are open. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. If you've missed any of the list, at number six, worst organizations, I gave you the Jets at six. I gave you the White Sox of Chicago at five. I gave you the Hornets at four. I gave you the Angels at three. I gave you the Dallas Cowboys at two. And I gave you the Browns at number one. Oh, yeah, we got a lot of bad organizations in the world of sports. Is there an organization that stands out to you? Is there an organization that you just say is absolutely horrific? From the top down, the fish is just rotten from the head. Call me up, 888-710-4ISN. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We'll get to some of your calls on the other side of the break, and then we'll get into some WNBA dysfunction. They out there beefing themselves. But right now, what's going on in the world of sports? It's a news flash with Rich Ackerman.
Botox Cosmetic, onabotulinum botulinum toxin A, FDA approved for over 20 years. So, talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you.
For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, visit BotoxCosmetic.com or call 877-351-0300.
Remember to ask for Botox Cosmetic by name. To see for yourself and learn more, visit BotoxCosmetic.com. That's BotoxCosmetic.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I just gave you a top six list, some of the worst organizations in sports today. A lot of these organizations are in the news actively right now. And if you've missed the conversation, the whole list, the audio, the sound, all the good things in the last break, you can go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Let me give you a simple recap. At number six, I gave you the New York Jets. At number five, I gave you the Chicago White Sox. At number four, I gave you the Charlotte Hornets. At number three, I gave you the Angels of Los Angeles or of Anaheim, wherever they are, they're bad. At number two, the Dallas Cowboys. At number one, the Cleveland Browns. Yes, the Cleveland Browns. Worst organization in sports today. Today, their third-string quarterback was miming to the media his responses about being the third-string quarterback. That would happen to be Shedeur Sanders. Yeah, they are a complete, utter mess. The Browns are a mess. What can we say? 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. What do we got here? We got Brent. He's calling from Illinois. You on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Brent?
Oh, hello, JR. Great to talk with you again.
Well, very much so. What's up?
Yeah. I think Tennessee Titans has got to be on that list. They're on a 10-game losing streak. I think you said that Monday. And the organization was a mess up when they got rid of Mike Vrabel. And they only went to one Super Bowl since they became the Titans. And when they were the Houston Oilers, they were had some great teams, couldn't make it past the Steelers, and then they had some real bad losing seasons. And Bud Adams is kind of controversial, moving a team. And so I just want to know your thoughts, how the Titans could be on their list.
Oh, you are 100% correct. I think the Titans are one of the worst-run organizations in sports. You're correct. I think Amy Adams, who inherited the team from her dad, Bud, I think she's done a terrible job. She doesn't know what the hell she's doing. Here she has one of the best coaches and one of the – he's a former player. He knows what the hell he's doing. He's brilliant. And they let Mike Vrabel go because he was too strong-willed and he didn't win enough. Amy Adams has contradicted herself so many different times. We have our guy, and then they fire him. We have our GM. I believe in the GM. They fire the GM. And next thing she's going to do is fire the coach, and they're going to end up wasting a year of Cam Ward and his development because he's going to have a new coach next year. So, Brent, that's a good call by you, the Tennessee Titans and Amy Adams. I've talked about how a terrible job she's done. It's bad. I appreciate you for bringing that up, Brent.
All right, thanks, JR.
Thank you so much. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We're talking about some of the worst organizations in sports today. Zach is here from Ohio. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Zach?
Hello, JR. First-time caller here. I gotta agree with most of your list, especially with the Browns at number one. They are just miserable. Fun fact for you, you know, the Houston Oilers have won the AFC North more recently than the Cleveland Browns. That is a slap in the face. That is, as us, and I believe that Browns fans are the most loyal fans. We show up, we watch them. Every single Sunday, they let us down. Shedeur Sanders was a projected first-round pick. I'd be pretty ticked off, too, if I was him. I would, you know, I wouldn't care how I'm talking to the media at this point either, especially since you're getting passed up on Dylan Gabriel, who should have gone in the fifth round, in my opinion. But, you know, that's why I'm not an NFL executive. I'll let them play it out. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't think I am. I really haven't been for the last 25 years with anything about the Browns. You just say they're bad, and that's what happens. And that's coming from a homer, even. I was a Baker bro until the very end. I didn't want to get rid of him. And granted, I don't think Baker would be what Baker is now if he stayed in Cleveland. You know, I think his career would have died out, kind of like, I don't want to say Johnny Manziel, because, you know, I don't want to say Baker had those kind of issues. But down that same line, where it's just an early crash out for such promising talent, and that just seems what happens when you come to Cleveland.
And what a world we live in, where you wanted to go all in for Deshaun Watson, you alienate Baker Mayfield in the process, and Baker Mayfield still goes on to basically leave and have more success than the Browns. That's just how it goes sometimes. Zach, thank you for calling from Ohio.
No problem. Thanks for the call.
Absolutely. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We're talking about the worst organizations in sports today. David is calling from Dallas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
JR, you got the Dallas Cowboys as the second worst organization in sports. The guy just brought up Tennessee. How about Carolina? How about Jacksonville? I mean, come on. I know you have a personal thing against Jerry Jones, but I got to ask, boy, are you just...
Let me explain something to you, David. That is a horrific word. That is, for someone who's worked with Special Olympics, I think you're familiar with this for the past, I don't know, 15 years of my life. I'm going to encourage you to go pick up a book. What I will also let you know live on the radio here, don't ever bother calling this station again. That word is horrific. I think you're just as horrific. Goodbye. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Rashawn is calling from Baltimore. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Rashawn.
JR. No, too bad I had to follow that caller. Call up, man, you know. But, I disagree, though, with the Cowboys being on the list. You know, I ain't going to call you, you know, names like the other caller did. But I think Jerry Jones definitely gets a lot of hate in the Cowboys because they always on prime time and everything. But if you look at the winning history of the Cowboys, I mean, they haven't won a Super Bowl like that in a long time. But 7-10 last year, okay. But the three seasons before that, 12-5, you know, with playoff appearances. And them other teams you mentioned, I can't remember the last time they even sniffed or been in the playoffs. So I definitely disagree with that, JR, you know, with the Cowboys being anywhere on that list. You know, I mean, if you had a list of mediocrity, yes, they'd be, you know, the definition of mediocrity, but not the worst organizations, though.
So yeah, but when you're talking about, I'm not looking at the teams. I'm not looking at the team's mm-hmm. success. The fact that the Dallas Cowboys have had the regular season success that you have kind of detailed, that's a drop in a bucket for what is going on from an overall basis from the top, and that's Jerry Jones. Like, there's no disputing. I can go back and look at all the numbers, but I can also look at all the dumb things that have come out of this guy's mouth. I can look at the results that they've gotten. He's been harmful to the football team. He's been able to build up the brand. He's been able to build up the valuation. They've had regular season success, and that's great. I think when you pump in enough money, as much as he has, you will have some. But he's also been the key reason why they haven't been able to get over that hump. He refuses to move out the way. He's full of himself. He gets in the way. And I think from an organizational standpoint, why do I want to have someone as egotistical as him going ahead and running my organization? Sounds like a bad idea.
Yeah, I definitely agree with all that. But some of the organizations you had in that list, they owners are not in the way. They have GMs. And they're still not winning or still not doing anything. So
I would say typically if there's one commonality between every single team that I mentioned here, whether you happen to be Woody Johnson, Jerry Reinsdorf, Michael Jordan now passing things off to a Rick Schnall, Artie Moreno, or a Haslam family, they all have one thing in common. It's the owner, Rashawn. And Dallas Cowboys, they're not exempt in that regard. Rashawn, I appreciate you for calling from Baltimore, my man.
All right, J.R., thanks for having me.
No doubt about it. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Paul is here from Wyoming. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, appreciate you taking my call. First off, we got to throw the Dolphins in there. Yeah, girlfriend loves Dolphins, but you draft somebody that's still going through surgery with Tua. I'm sorry. You know, it's time to cut bait. You know, it's not going to happen. You're going to have to make a change. First off, so there's the, you know, when you take that chance and it fails and you keep going after it, nope, time to cut bait on that one. Dallas Cowboys, as long as Jerry Jones is leading it, he might as well be down on the sidelines because it's never going to happen. He's not going to get any better. You know, there are organizations. You look at the Broncos, they finally cut bait, you know, and went, look, we need to get rid of a lot of money. It's going to hurt us for some years. But let's get rid of some of these people.
Well,
you know,
I think well, Paul, I think at least if you're the Broncos, you're moving in a decent direction with a coach. You got a young quarterback. You got a great defense. We know the Cowboys ain't going nowhere. And maybe Stephen Ross, he's too busy building up the west side of Manhattan. 888-710-4ISN is the number. I'll get some more of your calls on the other side of the break. I need you to think. Use your brain. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. When we come back, I'll give you an update on the Yankees and Red Sox game. Get some more of your calls. Talk about dysfunction in the WNBA. And then, of course, I'll give you a few things that took place this day in sports history.
Botox Cosmetic, out of botulinum toxin A, FDA approved for over 20 years. So, talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you.
For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, visit BotoxCosmetic.com or call 877-351-0300.
Remember to ask for Botox Cosmetic by name. To see for yourself and learn more, visit BotoxCosmetic.com. That's BotoxCosmetic.com.